Manu Patra alerts dated the 21st of July 2020. Delhi High Court has issued notice in a plea seeking a direction to be issued to the Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank to allow its depositors to withdraw up to 5 lakhs rupees in light of medical emergencies caused by COVID-19. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed the Regional Passport Office to allow an applicant's request for inclusion of her biological mother's name in her passport, instead of her stepmother's name, stating that inclusion of the name of biological mother's name would not cause any prejudice. Punjab and Haryana High Court has stayed a blanket bar imposed by the Karnal administration on circulation of news via social media platforms. Uttarakhand High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation challenging the constitutional validity of Uttarakhand Chardham Devasthanam Management Act, 2019. Tripura High Court has closed the SUO Mato public interest litigations registered against the plight of a minor girl aged about 14 years, native of North Tripura, who was sold to a family in Rajasthan due to abject poverty of her family. Supreme Court has issued notice to the Income Tax Department in a plea filed by Karnataka Congress President, D.K. Shivakumar, urging the removal of charges filed against him by the department. Supreme Court has stated that there will be no recalculation of the adjusted gross revenue, AGR, dues that need to be paid by the telecommunication companies in the plea for a staggered payment of AGR dues over 15 years. Supreme Court has conceded that the grant of parole by a court of law to gangster Vikas Dubey despite 65 first information reports spending against him reflected institutional failure. Supreme Court has asked for all records pertaining to the bankruptcy proceedings of Reliance Communications, Sistine Misham Teleservices, SL and Videocon Telecommunications so that it can ascertain whether the insolvency and bankruptcy code 2016 was misused to avoid payment of statutory dues. Delhi High Court has allowed both the Standing Council and the Special Public Prosecutor to argue and file their respective status reports opposing any relief to Congress Councillor Ishrat Jahan in the Northeast Delhi riots case. Bombay High Court has sought to know from the National Investigation Agency and state government regarding the health condition of Varavada Rao, one of the 11 accused in Bhim Koregaon case, who tested positive for COVID-19. Madras High Court has restrained Patanjali Ayurved from using the trademark Coronal, the controversial drug that the company initially claimed to be a cure for the deadly coronavirus. Madras High Court has ruled that the time limit for availing Transitional Input Tax Credit, ITC, is mandatory in nature, not directory. The court also observed that the ITC is a form of concession, not a property, in which right can be vested. Gujarat High Court has granted a mother with the custody of her twin infants, dismissing allegations of homosexual affairs of the mother. Karnataka High Court has refused to entertain a public interest litigation filed by two residents seeking directions to the authorities to shift or close down a COVID-19 testing laboratory in their vicinity. Karnataka High Court has directed the state to issue directions to laboratories and hospitals to inform those coming for the swab test about their obligation to go for home isolation till the report is available. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has constituted a 5-member committee to examine the issue of e-connectivity at the High Court. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that the doctor performing tubectomy at the time of child delivery cannot be attributed medical negligence merely because she did not explain that the tubes would regress to their normal size after the delivery, and that during the regress, the tubes are likely to slip, thereby exposing chance of further pregnancy. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has upheld the order against the real estate giant, Housing Development and Infrastructure Limited, HDIL, For initiation of insolvency proceedings under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016. Securities and Exchange Board of India has postponed the implementation of the enhanced margin requirements for trading in the stock market, aimed at making the market safer for investors, by 3 months to the 1st of December, 2020.